Good afternoon. After a chilly start with frost in some places, brilliant sunshine is dominating, complements of high pressure building in from southern Canada. Sunshine will rule the day today and allow temperatures to continue to surge back through the 50s and into the middle and upper 60s on average for afternoon highs. A warm front's also headed in our direction from the Ohio Valley. This will produce some high thin clouds for the second half of the day today, which could filter out a little bit of the sunshine, but still, we will have at least partly sunny skies through the late afternoon. Overnight tonight, a weak disturbance along that warm front will touch off more clouds and maybe even a couple of showers from the Catskills south and east through the mid and lower Hudson Valley and extreme southern New England. With the cloud cover, temperatures will only drop back into the 40s. So with that front close by tomorrow morning, we'll have a fair amount of clouds around, maybe even still a leftover shower across the southern sections, then increasing sunshine for everyone in the afternoon, which will allow temperatures to reach up to about 70. The warm front will pass through the region on Friday with mostly cloudy skies, and we run the risk at a few scattered showers, perhaps even a thunderstorm, as readings go up into the lower 70s. On Saturday, temperatures will be in the lower 70s again, despite mostly cloudy skies, and as a disturbance passes through the Great Lakes and into our region, scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous during the course of the day and into Saturday evening. That system should clear through by Sunday, bringing us at least partly to mostly sunny skies on Sunday for Mother's Day. It'll be even warmer, with high temperatures reaching into the middle 70s. It'll stay in the middle and maybe even some upper 70s for Monday with a mix of sun and clouds before the next front brings a couple of more showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the southern plains and also a slight risk of severe storms from northeastern Colorado and southeastern Wyoming northeastward into the upper Mississippi Valley. Strong heating, low-level moisture advection, increasing shear, and convergence near West Texas will result in scattered supercells from western Oklahoma southwestward across Texas into the Rio Grande Valley by late afternoon. Initially, low-level shear will be marginal, with splitting cells capable of large hail, some of which could be very large. Farther north, daytime heating combined with cooling aloft will yield strong instability through a deep layer. Easterly upslope flow is likely to initiate severe storms over southeastern Wyoming and northeastern Colorado by early afternoon. These will be capable of large hail and even a tornado or two. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 20 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 92, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:02 p.m., 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s, but back into the 20s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers in the Catskills and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight and lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds and a shower south of I-90, then increasing sunshine everywhere and mild in the afternoon near 70. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Friday, lower 70s. A good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds and even warmer on Sunday in the mid-70s. Mid to upper 70s Monday, under a mix of sun and clouds. And the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday, with high staying in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.